Other business item is Redwood Phase Two, 2016-12 site plan.
Can you just hold on for one second?
Sure.
Before we start rolling into it.
Get organized down there.
Well, I figure, you know, we're sort of shifting gears.
Yeah, we are. I shift fast.
Quick.
Drag.
Yeah, I know. She's, man, want it. Okay.
Yeah, okay. Okay. You ready, Ms. Walls?
Ready. Okay, our first item under old business or other business is Redwood Phase Two, 2016-12. It's a final subdivision plan. This is a final subdivision plan for a standard subdivision of 53.39 acres, more or less, into 41 single-family lots with open space. The commission approved the preliminary subdivision plan on August 25th, 2016. The final plan complies with the county zoning and subdivision codes, and staff is in receipt of all agency approvals. The property is located southwest of the Redwood subdivision, south of Neptune Road, approximately 265 feet southwest of White Oak Drive. The tax ID is District 135, Map 7, Parcel 12, and the zoning is agricultural residential.
Chairman, I move that we approve Redwood Phase 2, Subdivision 2016-2 as a final.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to approve Redwood Phase 2, Subdivision 2016-12 as a final. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries 5-0. The next item is the farm at Truett Homestead Assisted Living Facility, conditional use number 2029.
This is a final site plan for 88 residential units with a maximum of 120 bedrooms and related services, rehabilitation, and community space on a portion of a 23.47-acre parcel of land accessed from Shuttle Road. The Board of Adjustment approved a special use exception for an assisted living facility. That was case number 11,896 after a hearing on December 19th, 2016, and Commission approved the preliminary site plan on June 8th, 2017. The plan complies with the conditions of approval and the county zoning code. The planning office has received agency approvals, and the property is zoned MR. The tax parcel is District 334, Map 19, Parcel 3. And I just wanted to note, though it doesn't necessarily impact the assisted living facility, we did receive just a small revision to the overall plan for an addition of a propane tank field that does not show up on the plan that you have. But I wanted just
but
to make
this still
of
is
it.
A final?
It still is a final, correct.
Okay. What do we need to do about that?
Go ahead.
They're going to need to amend the other site plan that was part of the conditional use for the single family to show that. And we've had a number of subdivisions come back with a separate site plan for their underground storage propane tanks, and they can do that in this case as well.
So they can just come back with an amendment?
They for the other single family.
Two pieces next to each make up one big thing. So.
Yes.
Okay.
All right.
But they submitted that and asked that we present it, and I just wanted to make sure that we provided that information to you. So that's all I have. Thank you.
Okay. Mr. Chairman, I move for approval of the final site plan for the farm at home at Truett Homestead Assisted Living Facility, conditional use 2029.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to approve the final site plan for the farm at Truett Homestead Assisted Living Facility. All those in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries 5-0. Our next item is Stokely Materials, conditional use number 2024.
Thank you, Chairman. This is a revised site plan application. This is for a landscape bulk material retail sales and storage on a 1.65-acre parcel of land. Planning Commission recommended conditional use application 2067 for approval on February 23rd, 2017 as an adjustment to property lines for a use previously approved in conditional use application 2024 with conditions set forth in Ordinance 2417. The site plan complies with the county zoning code and staff is in receipt of all agency approvals. The property is located on the south side of the Lewis Georgetown Highway Route 9, approximately 0.3 miles southwest of Coastal Highway Route 1. The property is zoned AR1. The tax parcel is District 334, Map 5, Parcel 192.00.
Mr. Chairman, in regard to Stokely Materials, CU 2024, I move for approval of the revised site plan with final site plan approval subject to the Planning Commission upon receipt of all agency approvals.
Second.
We have a motion and second to approve the revised site plan of Stokely Materials, conditional use number 2024. Did you intend for that to come back to the commission?
Want to come back to us, or you want to just let the...
Yeah, let's shortcut it.
By staff?
Yeah.
We final by staff, pending receipt of all state agency approvals. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries 5-0. Our next item is Oyster House Village, conditional use 1642.
This is a revised preliminary site plan for the construction of 30 condominium homes, multifamily, with site improvements to be located off Oyster House Road along the west side of Lewis Rehoboth Canal. A three-year extension of time was granted on July 19, 2016 by Sussex County Council, dated back from June 13, 2016, which is based on recordation dates of legal documents required by the courts to settle previous litigations. On November 3, 2005, the Planning and Zoning Commission recommended approval for conditional use 1642, subject to six conditions. The revised plan meets the county requirements for a preliminary site plan. Staff would note that we did receive a corrected site plan, which was to fix some
setbacks.
So the plan we have does meet the requirements for the county code. The property is zoned AR1. The tax parcel is District 334, map 19.08, parcel 42, and staff is awaiting agency approvals.
I have one question before I make in it on this, and I'm sorry that I'm dense on this. So we're looking at the plan that they submitted in 2005 with only the setbacks being changed?
Or? No, the plan has changed several times since 2005, so this is a revised preliminary. There were several years, I think, where there was some litigation and extensions granted during that period. So this is, you know, just a revision.
That's what threw me off. I was like, okay, because so. I know our requirements have changed quite a bit since then. So,
well, and the other thing is too, just a little bit of background. When something typically with the county takes position when there's litigation, it kind of just puts everything on hold until that gets resolved. So between that and the extensions, that's why there's so much time that's lapsed too.
But otherwise, we're still okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Then, I move for approval of preliminary site plan for Oyster House Village, CU 1642, with final site plan approval subject to staff upon the receipt of all agency approvals.
Second.
We got a motion and a second to approve the preliminary site plan of Oyster House Village, CU 1642, with final by staff pending receipt of all state agency approvals. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries 5-0. The next item is the Vineyards at Nassau Valley, Phase 3, site plan 1739.
This is a preliminary site plan for the construction of 108 apartments, 56 condominiums, and 25 single-family lots and amenities located off Lewis Georgetown Highway, Route 9. Preliminary site plan complies with the county zoning code. This is Phase 3 of a multi-phase development. An updated parking calculation was included as part of this phase. The property is zoned C1 commercial, and the tax parcel is District 334, Map 5, Parcel 152.06. Staff is awaiting agency approvals.
Mr. Chairman, in regard to the Vineyards at Nassau Valley Phase 3, S1739, I move for approval of the preliminary site plan with final site plan approval subject to staff upon receipt of all agency approvals.
Second.
Could I say something before
sure.
we vote on this?
Yes, we can.
On this one, again, gee, guess what I'm going to bring up? Interconnectivity. The people who own this property own another huge amount behind it. Right now it's a vineyard, but that doesn't mean it's always going to be a vineyard. So I've looked at the map, and again, I'm not an engineer or a designer in any fashion, not trying to become one either, but there are places that they could set up a place for interconnectivity should another development come in. It wouldn't even have to move a building. So is there some way?
I think on this one, What you're saying is back here?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's places, yeah, the property, the Railey property behind, that's that is actually the vineyard right now.
Because there's an overall plan to develop the whole...
I have looked at that master plan.
Okay, all right. I just didn't know, if you just didn't realize that. But I see what you're saying with the back.
Yeah, and there's...
So it makes a loop, I guess, around.
Right. There, so that even if they decide in, back where the farm is now, that they decide to put another development in there, they're already set to connect through there.
I mean,
the
commission has the ability to, as part of a site plan review to require that. Because what's this one? It's a...
This is the preliminary.
So how would that be worded?
Basically deny to submit it and require, them to provide a revised preliminary site plan showing interconnectivity.
Should we call up?
Is there a feel for that?
More of that.
Or bring this one.
That's why you're having a heart attack back there. So.
I was going to dance or something. For the record, Zach Crouch, Davis Williams, though. Just to understand I know that's been one of the comments have been brought up here most recently about inter-parcel connection. In this particular project, these are just easements. These are not even roads because it's a condo association. This whole thing's condo. So it's not even, they're not even, like county roads with right of way. Only thing there is here is just utility easements just for utilities. So to go on other people's property and require interpartial connection, it'd be a legal issue between the different property owners and who's maintaining what.
I'm not asking to put roads on somebody else's property or another piece. I just want it to have like a dead end that could be attached if somebody else
right,
comes
so
along.
Right, so if that connection was ever made, who would be responsible for that is my point. Because, there again, this is not a subdivision where you had right-of-ways for public use. These are roads, private roads with utilities in them. Mm-hmm. There's, because this whole thing's a whole condo association. There's no fee simple lots.
Right.
What's that have to do with anything?
Yeah.
But there's no right. There's no right of way that's going for the roads themselves.
But it's an access. If you're putting it's an easement, it's whatever. You're going to run cars over top of it, aren't you? Right.
Right before the condominium association. Right, but it's not. It's not. They're not
the same
dedicated
issue,
to public.
It's the same issue we run into everywhere else, where the roads are private, and
But they're dedicated. But there's a dedicated right of way that's for public use too. And that's what I'm saying. These roads are, there's no public, there's not a public, all these easements that are on here are for public utilities because the whole thing's a condo. In the condominium documents,
I understand. They're
all, it's common element for the community themselves.
I understand that.
It's a little bit different than a straight subdivision.
The regime is different, yes. I understand that. The ownership regime is different and the way the road system is I understand how that affects it.
If it was a subdivision, like for instance, the ones.
But I think your point you're missing though is that it isn't that what's being asked is not to provide a through street. The idea is to provide some kind of emergency access to the back part of that property if that other property ever becomes developed. So, and this is going to be an issue we're all going to have to deal with. The idea that I get that it's a condominium and they have a responsibility for the streets, that it's not a, that it's documented differently, it's created differently. I understand that. My question, though, for our council would be, that notwithstanding, what would prevent us from having having interconnectivity with some other kind of street on the other side at some point?
What would prevent you from doing that? I'm not sure there's anything that prevents you from requiring that. The code talks about it, so
on site plan reviews? I mean, because essentially this is a commercial site plan review. It's for residential purposes, but it's, you know, a commercially zoned property. So, you know, I don't know if there's anything that prevents you from requiring that at all.
At least a stub street or something.
Yeah,
like that.
Right,
that's
right.
Exactly. That's all I'm looking for.
Yeah. Don't mean to beat up on you, Mr.
If
Patrick.
That's required, I mean, I'd have to get our legal counsel involved in that because, there again, I think it's more in the deck. We just went through this whole thing.
Was there a lawyer in the house?
I mean,
that's somebody's your
well,
legal counsel.
Well, I mean, I'm a lawyer for this property, but
oh.
I'm sure there's one or two in here.
Teach you to hang around.
Anyways, I mean, there again, we just went through the whole decoration plan and the documents, and actually is going to be submitted next week for the county for the first single family. And the amount of common element for those, in which they're calling everything common element for the particular purchasers in there. And I just don't see how you're going to be able to separate that from these, you know, the individuals that are going to be singled out from the condo docks to the element of the condominium regime for the individual phases. I don't see how that can happen.
I think it can happen pretty easily. The commission just says you got to put a stub street in. That doesn't affect the condominium
puzzling,
regime or the declaration.
The thing that's puzzling me is I'm not connecting what you're saying to what we're saying. I mean, if you're talking about the difference between the phase plan, well, if the street in one phase lines up with the street in another phase, how would that be a problem? I mean, how does that create a documentation problem?
Yeah, or if it stubs off at the property line, it's still just an extension of the existing street that would be covered by the condo declaration.
Yeah.
And I think, Ms. Stevenson, you're not talking about a throughway necessarily.
No, not at all.
Yeah, just that it's available for access in a case of emergency.
How wouldn't it be a throughway? I mean, it would go through the development and also go out to the entrance, right?
I can give you an example of one.
Okay.
Okay, you've seen the plantations on Plantation Road. Mm-hmm. They have a service road in there. It has a gate on it. Nobody drives in, and it's actually plantations. It might still be a dirt road. That there's an extra entrance down Plantations Road that has a gate in front of it that if there were an emergency or when they were building, they could come in through that way if the entrance of some other way were not available. So,
yeah, but
you could easily open a gate and say, here comes an ambulance.
That's for that subdivision, too. I mean, and here, and this, once this master plan is built out, there's going to be additional access points to this, which is going to be through phase 5 and 6.
I looked at the master plan I looked at today doesn't have any going to the bar property behind you.
Not to the property behind it. I'm talking about to the other phases.
Yeah, that's all in there. This is the phase in the most. This is the phase that's in the back, correct? That there's only empty property behind it, correct? Am I on the wrong phase?
To the right.
Yeah, but no. I think you're talking about two different things.
She's talking about the property in the back
that has nothing to do with the vineyards, right?
No, nothing. Yeah.
Which is the same kind of conversation the commission's been having.
In other words, if that property is ever developed by somebody else, they would then have an emergency egress, right? That's what you're saying.
Correct.
Okay. Well, if that's what the Planning Commission wants, then we'll have to see how it works out.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Well, my friends.
Well,
if this was something that
already
is there?
We currently have a motion to approve the preliminary site plan, but that can be withdrawn.
Yeah, let me withdraw it long enough to get a consensus.
And you withdraw your second.
I will.
Okay, so we no longer have a motion before the commission, and we have a discussion.
But
Well, I guess the question comes down to, do you want to take a stand on this one, or do you think we have fired a sufficiently loud shot to the engineering community that we expect to see connectivity moving forward? Maybe that's the question. It won't be the first time, though, if you decide to make a motion for denial. It won't be the first time that's happened. I mean, that's not a precedent. Occasionally, we're presenting with something that, and we have a different idea. I mean, we're not.
It's true.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Bob, I hear what you're saying. It's got to start somewhere. So whether you start tonight or next week or the next week or the next week, you've got to start somewhere. And this is an issue that we've wrestled with over the past several months as we've discussed mobility and these emergency access issues. So I'm not really upset with starting tonight.
There may be a middle ground, too, as Ms. Cornell, I was just saying, that you could approve it as a preliminary and require the final to show interconnectivity. That way it won't hold them up.
That might be
in
a good
the process,
compromise,
but it's
yeah.
still
yeah. Well, that accomplishes the same thing. I think all we're looking for, and jump in, is to interconnectivity. Whether we get it by denying the preliminary or we get it by approving the preliminary but requiring it to be on the final,
yeah,
we're going to get it either way. So
that will hold them up.
I'm not here to try to hold up the development, but no. I want to look out for the future.
So do you know the specific connectivity we're looking for, the parcel number? What are we trying to connect to?
It's the, I want to say the parcel to the north, but that's just off.
We need to leave our specific.
If that's going to be a struggle, I appreciate what you say, Bob. I mean, we've been talking about this, but we haven't just flat out slammed anybody up against the wall yet, and we've gotten very close tonight, and I'm hesitant to do that.
Okay.
And I don't think that's right. It sounds like we're all pretty much in agreement with this, but I hate to make developers that are at the 11th hour go back and pay hundreds or thousands of dollars to make this adjustment, but maybe they need to know next week and the week after that we're serious about this.
And that's why I brought it up. Those are our alternatives, as I see them.
Where is this? Here. All right. Pull up the plan here. Mm-hmm. I would back down on this other than the fact that if you look at the back of this plan, that shows up, and again, I am not a planner, but the land behind it, right here would be a place that you could put a stub road without having to move a single building or lose a parking space. And right there, there are several options with it. Could have, you don't have to move, again, not move a building, not, other than throw in a little area.
So you're looking for a stub road along the lands of AAA Storage Limited Partnership?
Yes.
For emergency ingress and ingress only?
Correct.
Okay.
Because if we don't have it here, then if AAA Storage comes into us and says we want...
Should he come back up and just look?
No. We can come back later. We can always change our minds.
So does that mean we're picking which one, which home or condo that we're going to pick on, kind of?
I don't think we need to do that. I don't think we need to I was
I'm
merely
not telling where to put
saying
it.
That it was physically possible.
Easy
that's
now.
That's all I wanted to show. Right. Wanted to show you was it was physically possible.
Because it looks like because there's so much parking and drive aisles along that.
Just don't do it on the one I'm buying.
Yeah.
You're not buying any out there, Mr. Hopkins, just for the record.
Did you just disqualify yourself?
No, but there, from what Ms. Stevenson says...
Not in my backyard, right?
There's not a building that needs to be touched at all because there's drive aisles that run parallel with the property line that won't interfere at all with any building, so all they do is just stub one of those out.
Is the way it looks to me.
Yeah.
Well, you still have the...
I mean, you don't have to tell them where, but it doesn't require it.
The question, though, is whether or not you want to...
Yeah, right.
I don't want to shoot this down. I mean...
Okay.
So we can do it. We can approve this with a spot for interconnectivity, a stub road or whatever.
Subject to,
for the final approval. So they can continue on.
Mr. Robertson, do you have some suggested language?
It would be, yeah, I move that we grant preliminary approval of the Vineyards at Nassau Valley Phase 3 with the condition that interconnectivity be required with parcel 334.5153.00 to the north, and that the final site plan show the location of that interconnectivity. Yeah, and that the final would come back to the Planning and Zoning Commission.
So moved.
Second.
Okay. We have a motion and a second to approve the preliminary site plan with the stipulations as read into the record by Mr. Robertson. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries 5-0.
One thing, just for the staff, yes, for the minutes, make sure that it reflects that the interconnectivity we're talking about is for emergency access, you know, so.
Yes. It's not, I'm not looking for
a
highway through somebody's yard.
Okay. Our next item on the agenda is Burton's Pond, subdivision 216-14.
Thank you, Chairman. This is a request to amend three conditions of approval. On January 26, 2016, Planning and Zoning Commission granted preliminary site of plan approval for Burton's Pond, a major cluster subdivision for 158.75 acres plus or minus into 265 single-family lots with private roads and open space. The request seeks to either amend or remove condition numbers 11 and 19. Condition 11 requires the relocation of the amenities and a parking lot to be constructed for the access to Burton's Pond. Condition 19 requires the parking lot at Burton's Pond to be available to the public. The request also seeks to revise the wording of condition number 14 to allow 4 years for the recreational amenities to be built instead of the current 2 years required. The property is located on the southwest corner of Hollymont Road and John J. Williams Highway, that's Route 24. The tax ID is District 234, Map 17, Parcel 17, and it's zoned AR1. Thank you.
Before we make a motion on this one, I'm sorry I'm being such a pain in your butt tonight. This was before my time, but isn't there a public dock there? Wasn't that one of the requirements that they build a public boat launch there?
No.
No? Oh, okay. Never mind. That was what I was thrown off by. I thought that was something that was being required. Okay.
Mr. Chairman, I move for approval to amend the conditions of approval for Burton's Pond 2016-14.
Second.
We have a motion and second to approve the request to amend conditions of approval for Burton's Pond 2016-14. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries 5-0. The next item is Burton's Pond revised subdivision plan for 2016-14.
Thank you, Chairman. This is a revised preliminary subdivision plan for a cluster subdivision. The plan proposes to subdivide 151 acres, plus or minus, into 265 single-family lots with private roads and open space. On January 26, 2016, Planning and Zoning Commission granted preliminary subdivision approval. The applicant has amended the site layout and amenities building and has requested to amend conditions of approval. The revised subdivision plan complies with the County Code for preliminary subdivision plans. The property is located on the southwest corner of Hollymont Road and John J. Williams Highway, Route 24. Tax ID is District 234, Map 17, Parcel 17, and the land is zoned AR1.
Mr. Chairman, I move for approval of the revised subdivision plan for Burton's Pond 2016-14.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to grant approval of the revised subdivision plan for Burton's Pond, subdivision 2016-14. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries 5-0. Our next item is Lewis Shores Estate, also known as Winsmore Landing.
This is a request to amend a condition of approval. Condition A was approved by Planning Commission at our last meeting on September 28th, 2017. Condition A states that there shall be no more than 60 lots within the subdivision. However, staff notes that a revised application had been received on August 11th, 2017 with a revised subdivision plan showing 61 lots, which is what was presented during the public hearing. The applicant requests to amend the condition to limit the number of lots in the subdivision to 61, and the property is located west on the west side of Hudson Road, Road 258, north of Eagles Crest Road, Road 258, Milton. The tax parcel is District 235, Map 22, Parcel 4. The zoning is AR1.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion that we amend the conditions of approval for Lewis Shores Estates, also known as Winsome Landing 2017-9, to allow for 61 lots on the subdivision plan.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to amend the condition of approval, limiting the lots from 60 to 61 for Lewis Shore Estates, also known as Winsmore Landing. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries 5-0. Our next item on the agenda is Blessing Greenhouse, conditional use 2071, amend conditions of approval.
This is a request to amend two conditions of approval as recommended by Planning Commission. Specifically, the applicant is requesting to amend condition F regarding the hours of operation and condition G for clarification on the buffer. It's condition G is for the clarification on the buffer. Staff would also note they've also made an application to amend a different condition that does require Planning Commission and County Council review. So they've actually made another request for to amend the conditional use that will go through the public hearing process for that one. These, however, have the ability to be reviewed by the Planning Commission, and that is up to the Commission if they so choose to review it as presented, or if they would like to require a public hearing.
I tell you, on this one, you'll recall that there was a lot of public interest in the hearings, both before the commission and county council. We also have seen situations on a totally unrelated application where some of the conditions were dealt with by just the commission and some of the conditions went to both council and the commission, and it created confusion for the public, and that was a situation where there was also some public interest. It seems to me that because they have to go to the council anyway and go through the ordinance amendment process with hearings both before the commission and with council, and for the reason there was a lot of public interest, it really probably should be denied as presented tonight. And that's not a final denial. It just would mean that they'd have to go through the ordinance amendment process for the whole thing. And that way, everybody has an opportunity, both sides, the applicant and the opposition, to present.
I would definitely agree with that. It should be a public process and public input. So.
I agree. I hate to stop anything this guy can do to clean this place up, but I think I agree. If we can get it going. All right.
Well, the other thing is, too, that way, I will point this out, because this should go on the record and should be stated to the applicant. The commission and council is going to want to see some progress towards cleaning that site up, I'm sure, as part of that's going to be a question that's going to be asked in the public hearing process.
So hopefully by that time we'll have a report
from
DENREC and from our inspectors as well.
Because what's the status of that as far as the county going out and inspecting?
We did an initial inspection. Our inspector has reached out to the DENREC inspector, and they will be going out next month or the month after. It's late November, early December is when the time frame of the condition was, and they will be going out to do an inspection together. But they've already been in contact, both our staff and the DENREC staff, to work that out.
Sounds good.
Okay. Perfect.
Okay. that, Mr. Chairman, I move that we deny the request to amend certain conditions of conditional use number 2071 at this time. Instead, the applicant should be required to seek an amendment to the ordinance with public hearings before both the Planning and Zoning Commission and the County Council.
Second.
We have a motion and second to deny the request to amend conditions of approval for Blessings Greenhouse Conditional Use 2071. All those in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Please note that Mr. Hopkins recused himself from the vote. Okay, we're going to go back to our public hearings. And our first public hearing was conditional use number 2103 Southern Delaware Therapeutic and Recreational Horseback Riding, Inc.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend approval of CU-2103 for Southern Delaware Therapeutic and Recreational Horseback Riding, Inc. For a recreational facility, office, caretaker, house, equine associated therapy, and stables based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. This property has existed as a horse farm for decades. This use will be consistent with that prior use and the AR1 zoning of the property. Two, the use will provide a much needed and much appreciated therapeutic riding facility for children and adults with disabilities. Three, there was a dramatic testimony from a young participant of the facility who stated, "When we ride, we are free." Based on this type of testimony, it is clear that the use is desirable for the health and safety and welfare of the residents of Sussex County. Four, there's a need for this type of use in Sussex County. There was testimony in the record that there are approximately 1,750 children with disabilities and 28,000 adults with disabilities in Sussex County. There is no other therapeutic riding facility in the area. Five, the use will not generate a lot of traffic on area roadways, and it will not adversely affect neighboring properties. Six, this recommendation is subject to the following conditions. A, the hours of operation shall be 7 a.m. until 10 p.m. Monday through Sunday. B, all entrances, intersections, or other improvements required by DLDOT shall be completed by the applicant as required by DLDOT. C, one lighted sign shall be permitted. The sign shall not exceed 32 square feet per side. D, any security lighting shall be downward screened so that it does not shine on neighboring properties or roadways. E, any dumpsters shall be screened from view of neighboring properties or roadways. F, the failure to abide by these conditions shall result in the termination of this conditional use. G, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission.
Second.
Before the vote, Mr. Ross, I want to just address a little bit. There was some questions on this one with regard to some how the application went forward. I just want to clear that up for the record, not anything with the motion, but before you all vote on it. Mr. Rieger, I think, asked some questions about why this wasn't a special use exception versus a conditional use. It really sort of falls into its own category, I think, because it's not a stable. It's yeah, and it's a recreational facility that provides therapy. So it goes beyond just, you know, a basic stable, which maybe could be a permitted use, and it kind of takes it out of the special use exception for pony rings, and they talk about riding academies. It really doesn't fall into squarely into that either. I suppose they could have tried to go either route, but because of the nature of this particular use, it certainly makes sense for it to go the conditional use route. There's a catch-all provision, within the AR1 conditional uses for residential, business, commercial, or industrial uses when the purposes of this chapter are more fully met by issuing a conditional use permit. So it's it's slotted in the right category with the conditional use. There was also some question about fences and separation and things like that. This is an existing facility, so you know, it seems to me that all that would be, you know, legally nonconforming. But we'll look at that still as we go through the site plan review process. So anyway, that came up. And I can offer an opinion, you know, more thoroughly as we go through when they come back for final. But
you'll get another opportunity in county council.
But there's a question on which way it should go, conditional use or special use, and it's
seems like a more stable environment for the applicant to go see you than do a special use exemption as well.
A stable environment.
Stable.
Indeed.
It was almost like kids. We don't want to tell them where to put it.
I didn't intend the pun, but thanks for picking up on it. Okay, so we have a motion and a second to recommend approval of conditional use number 2103, Southern Delaware Therapeutic and Recreational Horseback Riding, Inc. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries 5-0. Our next item was change of zone number 1829, Teresa Elizabeth Murray Irrevocable Trust.
Mr. Chairman, at this point, I'd move for deferral.
Second.
We have a motion to defer action for further consideration by the Commission on change of zone 1829, Teresa Elizabeth Murray Irrevocable Trust. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries 5-0. Our next item was change in zone number 1827, Fenwick Commons LLC.
Mr. Chairman, for as far as the change of zone goes, I would move for deferral for a lot of consideration.
Second.
We have a motion and second to defer action for a lot of further consideration for change of zone number 1827, Fenwick Commons LLC. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries 5-0. Our next item is conditional use number 2098, Fenwick Commons LLC.
Mr. Chairman, for the conditional use for Fenwick Commons, I would say the same thing for a lot of consideration.
Second.
We have a motion and second to defer action for further consideration on conditional use number 2098, Fenwick Commons LLC. All those in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries 5-0. We had one item of correspondence I think everybody was copied, which was a delightful letter from Delaware Botanic Gardens, which references their being honored by an article in the Washington Post. So quite a significant thing for a small Botanic Garden here in Sussex County to be so recognized, and I congratulate them on their youthful success.
Here.
Anything else for the further consideration by the Commission? Hearing none, we stand adjourned.
All right.